Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not taking this anymore. Anymore. Yeah. I'm not taking your crap, the Phillies crap,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Anybody's.
Okay. Before Kyle pre-upped the strikes, I had it mixed up. But my point was still valid.
No, you didn't just have it mixed up. You had it completely backwards.
No, I had it backwards.
Full clarity here that the Colts are dead last in total defense.
Yes, but my point is still valid when I said that the number one defense in the NFL.
It.
No, it's not. I just had the teams wrong. But the number one defense in the NFL still has a losing record.
Can we even trust you to do Harvard studies anymore?
Yes.
You're a disaster.
Really.
A
couple of things here. The Titans are number one in total defense, right? And that's your point. And they have a losing record.
Yes.
They've also played one less game.
No, but it's still valid. What about the Denver Broncos? They're 3-2, but they're not that great.
On their defense.
Yeah, Hugh, they should not be 3-2 with Bo Nix.
Here are the top five teams in points per game allowed. Chargers, okay? They're 500, I believe. Yeah. Broncos over 500, Steelers over 500, Vikings undefeated, Bears over 500, Chiefs undefeated.
That's tough, you.
No, it's not. Point is valid,
no,
though. My point is still valid.
No.
Defense does not matter. It's a luxury. The New York Jets are the total defense, third. Third in total defense.
That's because their quarterback's a senior citizen.
I'm just saying. My point is valid. I stand on this.
If this goes wrong Sunday, Paul Bears... Suits, we're having a funeral for your take on Monday.
I like take funerals.
We should start doing them.
Take funerals.
We all have to dress up if we're doing a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't embarrass
I only
people.
Got one suit, man. I already wore it. I wore it for the pictures.
Well, you were reverend.
Wait a second. Reverend Doug.
You only have one suit?
I only got one. Well, yeah, I got more than one. But
I'm
for
just
the
saying,
purpose of
you,
this,
if...
Only got one.
If you wear that reverend suit to our take funeral, I mean, it's going to be a joke. You can't do that. All right, 215-5.
Mocking the funeral.
592-9494. All right, speaking of mocking, Nick Sirianni had a press conference a little earlier. Apparently, he got wind that some people, myself included, don't love the idea of him chewing gum at pressers.
Yep. Would you like to hear what he had to say about that?
Yep.
Hey, your mom didn't want me to chew in the gum.
So he was chewing gum at today's press conference and then made a joke about it. And
hey, your mom didn't want me to chew in the gum.
And the mom he's referencing is Bob Lang's mom, Mama Lang. Mama Lang, she didn't like. I could imagine her saying, tell him to stop chewing that gum. And
Sirianni,
told Bob.
Sirianni doing your mama jokes.
Yeah. I am okay with the Friday afternoon gum chew on before the game. Don't,
not after
don't
the game.
You dare come to the podium after a loss chewing gum.
How dare you?
I mean,
hey, your mom didn't want me to chew in the gum.
That's fine. Yeah. I never want to see that again after a loss.
Yeah, it's a little unprofessional.
A
little bit unprofessional.
It was nonchalant. Like, yeah, we got blown out by the Bucks, but.
I don't give a shit.
That's fine. I do. 215-592-94. Back to
should I cut that at just your mom?
Yes.
Y'all still mad at me because I was right about my
thanks, enough.
I'm just pointing out the fact.
Okay, hold on. I know we're moving on. But I want to point out that the top six defenses in terms of points per game allowed are 500 or better.
I said three. I kept it to three.
The bottom six defenses in terms of points per game are allowed are all under 500.
I kept it to a small sample, though.
Does that not mean anything to you?
But I read it helps my narrative. Okay, who's the number one defense, Joe?
In what, points or yards?
No, I'm just saying total defense.
So yards per, that's yards.
Yeah.
That's okay, yards per game allowed this year. It's the Titans.
Okay, what's the record?
I think they've won one.
Point made! Point made! My point is made.
It's not.
I have an agenda.
It's not. It's one team after four games.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Also, their quarterback might be the dumbest guy on the planet.
No.
If they had a quarterback with half a brain, they would have won two games.
I still can't get over that. What the F were you doing? What are you
that's
doing?
That's your example? The what the F are you doing quarterback? It's his fault.
Oh, my goodness. That one turnover that he had on the goal line.
Oh, my goodness.
Who did they lose to? Was it Jackson? No, they lost to the Jets. That was
the
Jets game.
The Jets. And they lost to a team that fired Bob Saleh in the middle of a season. Let's go to the phone lines here. Barbara's in Philly. Hey, Barbara.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How
What's
are you?
Going on?
Barbara, we're just, I don't know, we're losing our minds in here.
I'm losing my mind, too. Listen, I got a couple of points. Listen, I'm a novice when it comes to baseball. I just started watching the Phillies within the last year or two. So I'm coming from this standpoint. The way you get somebody's attention is you hit them in the pocket. Hit them in the pocket, and if they're we acquired these guys because I'm talking Trey Turner and I'm talking Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. We acquired these guys because they were performing.
Mm-hmm.
They get here, and if you're not performing, I wish that there was a clause in their contract that said you got to get some of that money back, because I feel like we got robbed. I feel like they need to get some of that money back because they didn't perform. They're garbage. I think Schwarber is the leader of the Phillies, and I just wish that they would get their act together. Now, when it comes to coaches and stats and things like that, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I just know what I see. Then when it comes to the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
I'm with Hugh. Hugh, I understand your trend of thought. I get you. I am very leery because we went into a game, I think it was with the Washington Commanders, thinking we had that game locked up or whatever, and mm-hmm. they beat the brakes off of us.
Mm.
So that's all I have to say.
Well,
and
go ahead, Barbara. It's a fair point that sometimes we go into a game where we're big favorites and we think it's a lock, and then it doesn't happen. It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened a lot in the NFL so far this season. That's true.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm very leery of Sunday.
But Barbara, you don't agree with him on defense. Defense still matters. You got to play defense.
Well, defense does matter.
Yeah, thank you.
It does matter. However, if we can't protect our quarterback, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, we're done.
They had one good game. They had one good game where the defense showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first game of the season.
Yep.
Well, the second game. They showed up.
Second
they showed
game.
Up in Louisiana.
Yeah, the third game. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been flat ever since.
Well, they were terrible against Tampa. Barbara, it's a good phone call. We like that. That's a good call. I mean, how about that? She came right out and said, Trey, give some of that money back.
Give it back. He ain't going to do that, though. Me, good luck with that. He ain't giving that money back.
Yeah, that's one request I've never given out because that one, that's a dead end.
That's definitely not going to happen. That dog is definitely not hunting.
Nope. And that's okay. We have some news here.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Wow. So it's, I mean, nothing has happened, per se.
Okay.
We did get a report, or I guess we have a scheduled media availability.
For the Phillies?
Tuesday, 11 a.m., Dave Dombrowski, immediately followed by Rob Thompson.
Well, that does point to the idea he's back, because you don't send a fired guy out there to talk after you fire him. I mean, things obviously could change between now and then, but we have a scheduled media availability Tuesday, 11. We'll air that on the midday show for sure.
That's right.
Dombrowski at 11. And I'm glad he's going first, and I'm actually glad he's going by himself, because that guy's, if they put Topper up there with Dombrowski, every question would be about Hoffman and the decisions, Wheeler, game one. I want Dombrowski to answer questions about the trade deadline, about his acquisitions, about Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez doing nothing for this team. Especially Hayes. I know he got sick, but again, I mean, they
you want him front and center.
Yeah, I want Dombrowski to answer. The last 2 years.
I mean, I think that's fair.
How many moves can you make that stink before we start asking questions here? So that's Tuesday coming up. All right, so it sounds like Topper will be back. We'll see where this goes. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy. What's up, Andy?
Oh, nothing. Life's a lot better than it was yesterday morning. I realized midday yesterday that the return of Mr. Black Hockey was coming.
That's right.
My day got brighter.
I expect some hockey future bets by 145 today, Hugh. I got my FanDuel app
future
open.
Future bets.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Am I taking the over, the under of their points? Am I taking Michkov to win Rookie of the Year? What am I betting?
So you trust me after that NFL total offense?
No, total defense. The funniest part is, trust you on football? No. Trust you on hockey? Yes.
Now, plant-based Hugh analyzes football. Mr. Black Hockey analyzes hockey.
That's right.
There we go.
We're good. So anyway, yeah, Thompson, I don't see – I think Thompson deserves at least one more year. I see the issue more is Dombrowski. I mean, he hasn't given him the tools to do what he needs to do. You don't have any contact hitters. We don't need home runs. We need runners on base. You know, we're not getting anywhere without that at this point.
Well, and Andy, you watch the other side of this series, the Mets. They constantly put the bat on the ball. Marte at the bottom of the order, Iglesias. I mean, they've got a few power hitters, like obviously Alonso, but they put the bat on the ball a lot, and we didn't do the same.
And your power hitters need to be up there while you have base runners rather than getting single home runs all the time. So it's the team's just constructed poorly. I think that, in that regard, I think that Dombrowski needs to address, you know, and he won't, I'm sure, but he needs to address where he's put them, the position he's put them in. But that's the only way I see this team getting better, and I really think Thompson gets one more year. I also wonder what it would do to the team's morale. Like you guys were saying, bringing in somebody that yells and screams, but you're getting rid of somebody that they really like. So if it falls apart again, and I know we don't want to hear that, we got to go through another year of that, then they're going to see and realize where they are. You know, it's just you can't assume that a new coach is going to change anything or manager.
Well, I don't. And Andy, we've had, and Scott, when Scott was on with us earlier, he mentioned it. They've done this. They've changed managers, and a lot of the issues persist. I mean, it's who the players are. Andy, what are you thinking? Browns, Eagles, you guaranteeing a win?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm tired of being scared, so I guarantee it. You know, just like Herb would say, you gotta run the ball, throw the ball, north, south, east, west, play defense.
You better keep that mouth down and shut, boy.
You better leave Herb alone.
Herb felt attacked.
Yeah, he felt attacked. I felt a little Herb today. I felt like Herb.
You
today.
Feel Herb, understood. Andy, we appreciate it.
I feel like a lot of times Herb Come drops knowledge on the show.
I'm looking at
he's misunderstood.
Oh, is that what you were?
Yeah, I was
when
misunderstood.
You fed us false stats.
I had this stats.
You're fake news Douglas today.
Wait a minute. I was right in a sense. I just had the wrong teams. I'm dying on this hill.
I know, and the funeral's Monday if they don't stop the Browns' offense.
Yeah, they need to do that. That would be so bad. You talk about the fact that we were talking about firing Topper and everything. That would be a bad look.
I'll just put it this way. If the Browns' offense gets going this weekend, Fangio, just turn your key card in, and we'll see you next time. Like, there's no point for Fangio here. I actually think they're going to play well this weekend. They're coming off a bye. They're healthier. Devontae's at practice today. AJ should be back. Lane should be back. Yeah, the Browns are coming off two straight road games.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This will be their third straight road game. It's set up for the Eagles to have a win
tough.
This weekend.
Yeah, to be on the road as much as they've been on the road, that's a tough one. It should be, man. It should be. It should be a good game.
But you won't guarantee it.
I won't guarantee it. I've as far as my guarantees have gone lately, they ain't been the greatest. I kind of guarantee
this
one
the other night. Are you doubting yourself? You're doubting yourself.
Well, it's like when you guys put pressure on me.
Oh, so you're playing. Now you're deflecting.
Yeah, I'm deflecting. And Kyle, mostly Kyle.
I know. Me?
Seriously, Kyle? You don't? You get to playing the music and you get to yelling and screaming and looking at me all crazy?
What are you even talking about?
There you go.
We have a live studio audience here, okay? They pay good money to be here every day.
Come on, you.
I'm not guaranteeing it.
Guarantee a win.
I'm not going to do it. Hey. I already screwed up the stats for the I'm cool. I'm cool on predictions for the day.
Well, yeah, I mean, you already made a fool out of yourself.
Act like I don't do that every day, though. What are you talking about?
The funniest part is of you making a mistake is the team that actually does lead the NFL in yards per game allowed. Does have a losing record.
Yes, they do.
You
but
were
I had
right,
it backwards.
But you were so confident it was the Colts, and they are actually the worst at it.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part.
But it doesn't help
that's
that I'm blind. The point was, man, and I need to blame the stat people because they had the stats. They had them flip-flop.
What do you mean blame the stat people?
Because when I looked up the stats, they were flip-flop. Because normally when you look at the stats, Joe, you go from top to bottom. In this situation, they went from bottom to top.
Yeah. A bad carpenter blames his tools.
This is not on me.
Oh, come on now. Oh, let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey, Mark.
I have to comment on the Phillies and Alec Bohm, what you played a few minutes back about swinging at the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with swinging at the first pitch, but it all comes down to situational. Swinging at the first pitch in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning when you're down two or more runs is stupid. It's just stupid. You need to get on base. And, like, him, I even blame Castellanos to a certain degree. No concept about hitting. None. I mean, so my next question is, who's responsible for this philosophy? Yeah, just go up and swing. If it's there, just swing. Who's responsible?
I mean, the hitting coach is he's everyone's buddy. They all love him from Washington. Mark, I think he just lets them do whatever they do. I mean, it doesn't feel like any of them change much for year to year. It's like who they've been their whole career. And, Mark, to your point, I agree with you. It is situational. In the first inning, you get a hit. You get a ball to hit. Crush it. But it just feels like Bohm is just shrugging his shoulders like, this is who I am. Well, that's not good enough, obviously.
No, it's just pure stupidity. This baseball team, what I just saw over the last 4 months, right, and last year, games 6 and 7, this is all an extension of that. They got hot in the beginning of the year because their pitching was unbelievable. The offense has been up and down like a roller coaster. And, you know, I'm watching the game the other night. I'm calling the strikeouts before they happen. I'm calling it. My wife couldn't believe it. You knew Turner was going to swing at the ball in the dirt. You knew Realmuto is just going to make a mockery of his at-bat, which he did twice. Boom. Castellanos struck out in a very crucial situation. Did he have a good series? He did. But he struck out in a really crucial situation, swinging at ball four. I mean, come on, guys. They beat themselves. More than the Mets beat them. I'm sorry. They beat themselves. And when I heard Bohm, I mean, God, what a bonehead. Just an absolute bonehead.
Yeah, it reminded me of Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz, Mark. And we appreciate the phone call. It reminded me of guys that just didn't get it and didn't want to improve, and then they got a ticket out of here. And Bohm might be the next one. All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com. Couple polls up today. Number one, do you want Rob Thomas to be the Phillies manager next year? 64% yes on that one. Topper getting some support today. And will you guarantee an Eagles win over the Browns? Almost the same results, but the opposite. 63% won't guarantee a win over the Browns.
Yeah, because they understand what they understand me.
Soft.
People that understand. Like the majority might not understand me, but the people on the people that are voting, they get it.
You know what
they
I think it is?
You're not always easy to understand.
Sometimes a legit threat.
I think people are terrified the Eagles are going to crap their pants on Sunday. That's what it is.
You know what it is? It's the sure thing. That's the problem. Because Vegas has made it a sure thing. It's almost like, hey, you know, and it's like,
So with that, you know, this year in the NFL, and this is atypical. This doesn't usually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, the team that is the biggest underdog is either winning the game outright or covering. The big favorites so far this year are struggling. And this week, we happen to be the biggest
and
favorite.
And I'll tell you, the kiss of death to me,
what do we got?
Was the ringing endorsement that Jalen gave to Nick Sirianni. And I feel bad for saying that. Because I feel like Jalen was being sincere.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, hell, why you didn't do that a couple weeks ago?
Well, speaking of sincere and leadership within that locker room, let's hear yesterday CJGJ on Darius Slay's leadership. And then we got to play for you what Darius said about the reaction to the whole Micah Parsons podcast stuff a couple weeks ago. Here's CJGJ on Slay.
He's a great teammate. And Marcus, he's a captain of our team. We listen to him, we follow him, and just try to hope we get a Super Bowl this year to make sure that he can go out with a bang, you know, being on his last couple of years and how he want to play it. But to take care of our vets and making sure that they know they got a safe haven here.
All right, so CJGJ excusing Darius Slay's behavior. They all follow him. Maybe this is part of the issue so far this season, that they follow the leader. But let's hear Darius Slay. I guess this is the first time he got a chance to speak since the
Well, he went on his podcast and responded to the reaction
originally.
Right, but
this is the first time the media's talked to him.
Yes, first time the media's asked him about it. And the first one we have is him being asked about just the fan reaction.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, we all good. Like, yeah, nobody, I don't know why it got out of hand like that, because it was like, I know I ain't say nothing bad about it or nothing like that. But, yeah, so, but that was easy to clear up. It wasn't nothing that difficult. It was just more for, for the fans part. You know, just saying, like, hey, man, fam, like, I'll chill out. Like, I got friends outside of football, you know, but it is what that is. No, but that was smooth. That wasn't that bad.
Were you surprised about the reaction?
In that kind of way, yes. But I understand the rivalry about the things. But, yeah, it was a little surprised by that. But it is what it is.
So Darius was surprised that fans were mad after his team got torched that he went on Micah Parsons' podcast. Surprised. Are you new here?
Yeah. I don't think that he thinks the rivalry thing is real. I go back to the way that guys do things nowadays, the way that they operate. The fact that we traded jerseys now on the field with rivalries, that's something that you do in the offseason. You know, that's something that you would never think about doing during the course of the season. And he's right. I have friends I'm friends with Dallas Cowboys. And to this day, that conversation that we have about the rivalry is still a touchy subject. Nate Newton, good friend of mine, went to HBCU. Nate always finds a way to poke the bear. Like, why are you so mad, Hugh? You ain't never win a Super Bowl. Like, he says that. And I'm like, hey, Nate, it's enough of that. You know, it's only so much joking you're going to take.
Sure, sure.
But you respect each other. But to have it like the way that they did it, I see why people are upset, because it's in season. He says something derogatory, whether you believe it, like whether you like it or not. He says something derogatory about one of your guys.
After a loss, by
after
the way.
A loss. And you came on, even though you didn't say anything bad, you put seasoning on it. That's what it is.
I know they're
put seasoning on.
They're human beings. They're allowed to be. I don't care if he's friends with a cowboy. Like who? I'm not going to lose any sleep. Just like you can be friends with Nate Newton. You're all athletes and players and maybe frat brothers or whatever. Who cares? But it's you're rubbing it in fans' faces.
Yeah.
You're making it public. So Slay was also asked about would he do the Parsons thing again. Here's that answer.
I'm not like reevaluating what you're saying, but like thinking about things differently when you're putting it out there.
Nah. What do you think about?
Like if you think about like differently about things you're going to say on the podcast based off this reaction, does it change anything for you?
Oh no, because me and Mike are real cool. Like guys like that, I'm probably gonna most likely be on this podcast again. You know, so but it's just we friends like that way before football and trying to be friends way after football. Like yeah, that's what we do. We just help each other out.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Did I hear him say, and I'm going to do it again?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Just want to make sure I heard it right.
That's why I said the other day, when everybody was upset and they're like, I can't believe he did it. I can. That's who Slay is. For Slay, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And you know, you talk about, we were just talking about Bowman, how he has to let some of that stuff go.
Yeah.
Slay is that guy. That's who you want Bohm to be, in a sense. Slay does not care about what you think about him.
We do have two ends of the extreme here.
Yes, but he doesn't. You don't think Slay knew what that was going to mean for him? Slay played in Detroit, dog. Slay played in Detroit. No disrespect to anybody that's listening in earshot to this station, but Detroit ain't Philly.
Well, and they were really bad then. So
yes.
It was bad. Detroit
ain't Philly. You come back to Philly. You play in Philly. You become an elite athlete here in Philly. Your life is different. Perfect example. Brandon Graham ain't gonna pay for no meal ever in life if he stays here. Jason Kelce, we ain't gotta talk about that. I was in the store the other day, and I saw a fan guide. It was a complete like. For kids, a cutout of Jason Kelce and the fan guide you need to know to Jason Kelce. You play here, it hits different than playing anywhere else. And he knows that. He's capitalizing on that. He is trying to springboard himself into his next career.
Can I springboard him out of here?
I mean, and he's He's doing it strategically.
I want Slay paying double for meals here in the city from now on.
You funny, man. You funny.
That would be a great bit. Every restaurant in the city. How much? Yeah, double.
Yeah, go on that podcast, 25 extra bucks.
I double it every time you go on Parse's podcast during the season.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.